Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got to talk to Rusty Manziel. Good morning, Rusty.
Good morning.
What is... first and foremost on your mind right now coming into this week one of college football?
Well, first and foremost is this cup of coffee. Am I either going to drink it or just pour it right in my eyes? So,
or just mainline it, IV.
Rusty, yes, you got to stop going downtown in Rome and burning that midnight oil.
Clubbing in Rome.
Man, I wish I could go to Rome. I've been in Atlanta 4 days in a row, and coming from Rome, that's a quick little trip. But I'm excited. College football is here tonight. Just looking at the schedule for tonight, and obviously, you look at this Colorado matchup with North Dakota State and kind of researching that, and we're all familiar with that team and the Bison and the, you know, probably the best FCS team over the last 7 or 8 years, and nobody wants to play them. The last right. time they played a team was in the group in the Power Five was Arizona, and they beat them. So, you know, you look tonight, a new coach, but they got a four-year start. I got a four-year senior, a two-year starter. And Cam Miller coming back at quarterback. You know they're going to be, you know, tough, gritty up front. And, you know, this is a team that Colorado should beat. For all the offseason, you know, buzz and opinions of Deion, you look at this game, you know, I think they're a 9.5-point favorite this morning. It's going to be at home. It's going to be in prime time, and literally. So, you know, that game interests me. But I will say a sneaky good game tonight, and Mike, and you guys may have an opinion on this. Man, I love North Carolina and Minnesota to get this thing kicked off too tonight. Two teams that always have a good product, you know, it'll be a good game. And I'll give you a little tidbit on this game tonight. Young man named Max Brosmer is a quarterback from Centennial High School. I went over there in 2019 to see a freshman by the name of Daniel Calhoun, who's now at Georgia. Daniel Calhoun was 6'5", 340 pounds as a freshman. But I see this quarterback, they weren't very good at the time. I was like, hey, that kid could spin a little bit. Didn't think much about him. He goes to New Hampshire, has a really good career there. He transfers. He goes to Minnesota. He takes a chance at it. He wins the job. So we got a young man from Atlanta that's going to make his first start tonight for Minnesota.
Attaboy, Rusty. Row the boat.
So hormones in the chicken. That's why those kids are so big.
Row that boat, baby. Row it.
All right. I'll ask my Georgia question so I can ask my Florida question later, Rusty. But it's actually about Clemson. Has Clemson improved their trenches enough to compete with Georgia?
We're going to find out. Now, defensively, they're there. I mean, their front seven's there. That's the elite part of them. I think Dabo Swinney made a lot of progress by hiring Matt Luke. I think you heard Kirby Smart talk about that this week, where he said, look, I know Matt Luke, and I know what he's going to bring to the table. They're going to be a much more physical team up front. Now, do they have the Jimmies and Joes there? I think Kay Kublik was sacked 28 times last year. You got to think if you're Georgia – you're going to come after them. You're going to pressure them. Do they have the playmakers on the outside? So I think defensively, Clemson still got those dudes. I love Peter Woods. Mike's probably familiar with him, former five-star out of Thompson High School in Alabama. You look at him, and he's that guy. Barrett Carter, five-star, one of the top linebackers in America, kid out of North Gwinnett, one of the best kids I've ever covered on or off the field, period. He's going to be an NFL first-rounder. He's going to be set in the middle there. So they got dudes on defense. It's what can they do offensively up front to kind of offset Georgia, because this is not the best Georgia defensive front ever. But as a group, they still got very talented guys. So we'll see how Georgia attacks them. But to me, the question is, can Clemson's offensive line protect long enough for them to try to score some points against Georgia on Saturday?
Well, let's talk about that talent for a minute, Rusty, because, you know, a lot's been made about, obviously, Georgia's an extremely talented team, program, whatever you want to call it, recruited at a high level. But, you know, Ohio State has spent $20 million this offseason to kind of revamp their roster, and they're extremely talented, too. Which one, Ohio State or Georgia at this point, do you think has the more talented roster?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Whew. You know, if I'm just walking into a casino and I have to put money on like 1 through 85, it would be hard not to say Ohio State 1 through 85 because of the additions. When you bring in Caleb Downs, who's going to be a top 10 NFL pick, you know, you get – I would love to know what they paid Travion Henderson to come back. And I'm not just, you know, ragging on them. I think it's great you got him to come back, but that might have been the first – that might have been the number one running back drafted last year. You get Emeka Ebuka to come back, he was going to be a first-rounder. They didn't get fringe guys to come back. They got first-rounders to come back. I think that's the difference in Ohio State, some of the additions. Listen, they got every box checked, in my opinion, at Ohio State. The biggest question, and it's a big one now, is how is Will Howard going to play? Their schedule is not great. I mean, Georgia didn't have the best schedule last year at all. Ohio State, man, they play Oregon, and then they've got this thing. It's in their favor until they play Michigan, and we'll see what Michigan has. But the biggest question for me is Will Howard. What is he going to do, and can he be a difference maker? Because he's going to have all the pieces around him. When you get into a phone booth with a team that's just as good as you, can he be the guy that's the difference maker?
You know, I feel like I'm living in a parallel universe fever dream. I just heard, you know, Ohio State spent $20 million to revamp their roster. And we're talking about college football.
Hey,
it's absurd.
These guys from SMU in the mid-80s are like, what the hell's going on, man? We were 40 years ahead of this.
That's right. We were ahead of the curve. We were innovators.
We got in trouble.
I'm calling Florida-Miami the buyout bowl between those two coaches. I think Florida gets a win. What do you think?
I think this is an absolute – I know Bo knows this. I think Bo would agree. This is an absolute must-win for me, for Florida, because what's coming down the line, you got them at home. You got a lot of momentum. Place is going to be rocking and rolling. It's early in the season. You got a returning quarterback. You've had an off season. Listen, I've said this in many interviews privately, that this staff down there thinks this team is really good. They think this team can really – be something. Now, everybody understands what they got to deal with toward the end. But to me, this is a game that I think that Florida, if Billy Napier wins this, it's going to really give them some momentum going into this season. If he loses this game Saturday, man, you know the direction it's going to go. You know what the message boards are going to say. You know how it's going to start the season. And he's not going to get fired, win or loss, off this game. But, man, if Florida wins this game right here, this is a really good start for Billy Napier and what they face down the line.
No, Miami's back. They're back.
They're back
every
year. They've
been back the last 10 years in August. That's the problem.
Yeah, and they've got their golden boy in the Mario Cristobal down there, the guy that they most of them coveted for years. The fighting Mike Contis are going to Morgantown. I think this is a sneaky, not only good game, Rusty, but this is an important game for James Franklin, because many people believe the 12-team college football playoff was built for coaches like James Franklin that can't beat Ohio State's and Michigan's of the world, but beat everyone else. What's the key for Penn State going in there and beating West Virginia?
Well, the first side of worrisome this morning was they canceled classes tomorrow. Pat McAfee's doing a show on campus. Now, you think that place isn't going to be hydrated and waiting on that game to kick off? In Morgantown, they're going to start Friday morning. They cancel classes tomorrow. So, yeah, man, I think that's a very dangerous game if you're Penn State. But, you know, people that I just do the reading on them. I try to be the expert, you know, talk to Mike a little bit as well. But, you know, probably they're very confident in their roster, too. I don't think they think they're going to beat Ohio State, but I think Penn State thinks defensively they're pretty athletic. They got some guys to turn on offense. So, you know, that's another big game for James Franklin. And, you know, you're supposed to beat West Virginia, but, man, there's a lot of pressure in there in a game like that. And West Virginia, that place is going to be electric. I guarantee you they will be ready to roll come game time. And if they win that game, there's not going to be a couch within 300 miles.
Tire fires,
that place.
Hey, Rusty, speaking of well-hydrated fan bases, LSU will be out in Vegas on Sunday to take on USC.
Goodness.
Yeah, come on with that one. Hey, here's my question about this, and I won't ask you to say, hey, you know, who's going to be good or not good. But tell me why LSU should have – higher expectations for their defense after what they were last year. I look at LSU and I think, oh, you know, this is a game they should probably win. You know, go out and bully Lincoln Riley. But you look at what LSU's defense was a year ago, and they were the ones getting bullied constantly. So I don't personally, Rusty, believe this is a great matchup for LSU.
Yeah, I mean, you look at – that's the question, man. But I'll say this. I talk to a lot of coaches, know a lot of guys. Blake Baker is very respected. They go out and get him from Missouri, and, you know, they paid a lot of money for him to come over. Now, you know, X's and O's, Jimmy's and Joe's, LSU's got them. I don't know if they're as good as they quite have been on defense at times. You know, you got to figure out what you're going to do with Perkins and how to use him the best way. You know, for me, I'm not the
defensive guru. Doesn't it blow your mind, Russ? Just let him rush the freaking pass.
I know this. When he burst onto the scene against Arkansas in that game his freshman year, it was Micah Parsons. Yes. That's what he was doing. When they played Georgia in the SEC championship, Georgia ran the ball at him. They were not playing around away from him. They were not playing around with pass. They were putting big bodies on him. Well, now you're 2 years later. You've seen everybody's game plan against him. You got to use this guy, because this is the last year you're going to have him. He's going to be playing on Sundays next year. And I really think just turn this guy loose, man, and let him do his thing. So I think you're going to see a lot of that. Let me give you one quick comment on this. Garrett Nussmeier, I'm telling you right now, offensively at quarterback, this could be a guy now. I'm a big fan of his. I was a big fan of Bo Nix. You know, knowing Bo Nix in high school, spending some time around him, you got that coach's son mentality. You know, Nussmeier obviously got that to him. And just watching him make some throws. I called my guy, Shea Dixon, longtime LSU guy, owns our site for Own Three last week. I said, Shea, am I wrong? He goes, Rusty, they think this guy – now, he's not Jaden Daniels, but this guy right here, he's got some special to him. So I'm very interested in that. But if you want to talk about as a whole LSU – they got to get better defensively, or they're going to be a four loss team this year if they're not improved on that defensive side. But you have got to figure out what to do with Perkins, man. Turn that dude freaking loose.
All right, Rusty. The coffee works better if you don't mix it with Valium. Just saying.
Man, I just now figured that out.
Have a good one, brother. We appreciate you.
That's why you're around, Rob. I appreciate you, man.
I try to be a wise old sage or something.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.